is Ben Hashem. We want to try to be chazik and work on Avos Hashem. If someone asks that, what are we giving Vadim on? Yiras Hashem and Avos Hashem. These are things that are not mishtayach to Yeshiva Bachrim. We don't hear about it. And like Mechitesi, we should be Isaac in these things. And it's very taken aback by the question. Why? Because every day we say Kriya Shema twice, and this person does also. And what do we say in Kriya Shema? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha V'chol Levavcha V'chol Nafshecha V'chol Miedecha. It's twice a day. Every year is Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim to look to be Oved Hashem with Avos Hashem. Someone else says, Avos Hashem is such a high madriga. It's for the huge tzaddikim. We're Pashat Yeshiva Bachur. Why are you talking about Avos Hashem to Pashat Yeshiva Bachur? It's like, one more time, I don't understand. Twice a day, every year in Klal Yisrael, says Shema Yisrael, V'yahavtes Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha. Twice a day, every year says he's going to work on Avos Hashem. As Kivan Shekein, now, I'm asking, the Chol Yisrael Hodes does say in Char Avos Hashem that the sea of Avodas Hashem, it's Avos Hashem, and that's the highest madriga you can get to. As I'm asking that Avos Hashem, its highest form, is the highest level, and we as Bahrain have a long way to go to get there. But you have to start somewhere. Every year as a tzivu, you have Shema and V'ahavta. You have to come with the basics, you have to be working on. The pasuk says, "Ma Hashem shol miyimcha ki im liyira ulna'ava." It's mamish the basics. If we're not going to work on it, as what are we here in the world for? Rabbi Yeruchim used to say, not only do we say it in Shema twice a day, at the end of Ashrei Uvalitzion, you say Yi Ratzin. Someone have a sitter. He is the Mashkiach in the Mir in Europe. He's Medayik, that it says, he used to speak about this a lot in the Shmuzin. He says, at the end of Uvalet Zion, we daven, that there's a lot of big focus on b'sayrasay, and there should be a big focus on v'yasem b'libeinu avosay v'yirasay lasez ritzaynay l'avday b'lev avshalem l'man l'iniga l'arik l'inelet v'vahola. Why do we ask that we should have Torah, Ava, and Yira? Kedei that we shouldn't live our life l'arik u'l'vahola. We shouldn't waste our life. As over here, Zakr of Yeruchim, you see something so powerful. In order that we should have meaningful lives, we shouldn't be l'rik or the Bahala. We shouldn't be wasting our time. We need to work on having Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem. We didn't speak about something that's out of the box, Yiras Hashem and Avos Hashem. We're speaking about Yisoidus Chshuvim for life, for every yid in life. That we're makabel Ol Malchus Shamayim twice a day. This is what Hashem wants us to think about and work on. Okay, as that's number one, we just want to touch in base with the chshivus of the Indian. Okay, as let's start off specifically with Chleves Halvavus in Shar Avos Hashem has a big yisoid. Car interesting yisoid. He says it in Cheshbon HaNefesh also. In Cheshbon HaNefesh he says that it's not shayach to have Avos Olam Hazeh and Avos Olam Haba. It's like shtei tzaris that you have together. If a man's going to marry two wives, we don't do it bizman hazeh, there's a cheirim Rabbeinu Gershom, But there were times when people married two wives, and Kishiyam and Mashiach, the chain will go off. These two wives are like enemies, because each one is competing for the lave of her husband. As Kiyadua, Shtei Tsaris, Ashtei Tsaris, meaning if you have two wives, each one is a tsara to the other one. Mayim and Eish just don't go together. It's, if you have Mayim, either the Mayim puts out the Eish, or the Eish burns the Mayim and it evaporates. Azu adin avis oilam hazeh and avis oilam haba doesn't go together. That's what he says in Shar Cheshven HaNefesh. As many people say when they see this Chayvus HaVavus, they say, so what does it mean? I can't enjoy oilam hazeh. I can't have a geshmak of supper, I can't have a geshmak of time, because I love Olam Hazeh. Well, as there's a very big deal. Matis Yo Salomon, when he first came to Lakewood and he started to speak about in Yonim of not Americans are too into Olam Hazeh, he was English. He claimed in Gateshead wasn't like Lakewood. Well, then they weren't as into Olam Hazeh as much as the Americans, kach he claimed. And he says, not coming to tell the Americans not to have good Olam Hazeh. He says, if you look at the Chayvus HaVavus, he says, don't love Olam Hazeh. What does he mean? You know, you ever walk into New York City, I love New York, I love pizza, I love pechule, you know, I love everything. Oh, that's what he's talking about. It's okay to enjoy, you're a human being, there's nothing wrong with you. If you like good food, there's nothing wrong with you. But it becomes like an ava that takes over your life. That's what he's talking about. That was what he said when he said over the Chayvus HaVavus. This was when he came into America, this was one of his big, America hasn't changed. We still need to be mechazik in this area. And Maisa, the Chayvus HaVavus and Shar Avas Hashem says something even more powerful than the one he used to say over all the time in Shar Cheshven HaNefesh. He says there are two kinds of people in the world. There's someone who's worried about his guf, and his whole asik all the time is to take care of his guf. He's worried about his guf mizdik and needs. That's his daigis in life. What are you worried about, my parnos? What are you worried about? How I'm going to get this, how I'm going to, where are your worries? What are you thinking about in life? Are you thinking about Esek HaGuf? As many people a whole day long, this is their daiga, this is their avoida, this is what they're working for, this is what their lives are dedicated for. Like you ever see the mirror buildings they're dedicated to? As what's the person's life dedicated to? Olam Hazeh. That's the whole life is dedicated. That's where he put his Ikar Chesed. And the Sikun Shabbai is up the Chayvus HaVavus is you live a life and you won't put effort and you won't be machshiv in Yonei Olam Haba. That is the Sikun of Avas Olam Hazeh. It's Avas Olam Haba, Avas Hashem opens us up and gives us a deeper meaning and love in life that enables us to be able to be piled and accomplished and live a life that we're accomplishing on a whole different level. As working on Avas Hashem is not just working on Avas Hashem, it's opening ourselves up to a different kind of a lifestyle, a more pneumistic lifestyle, a more meaningful life. That's what Avas Hashem does. When you have appreciation of Hashem, it's a different world. You're working in a different world. And surprisingly enough, it's much, much closer than you think. With a little bit of this pointiness, we can really bring ourselves to be kind of this level. It's okay. Number one, Avas Hashem is what we're makabel twice a day. Number two, Avas Hashem is not just a mitzvah prati, one of the taryag. It's a mitzvah sharshi that affects everything you do. As that's the importance of Inyone Avas Hashem. Now let's move on. So how can we enhance our Avos Hashem? How can we come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They had a very interesting Chassan teacher. A Chassan teacher taught me, he said, he wants to teach me how to love someone for real. He says, nowadays, he said over the famous story with Lev Elio, that someone says that people, when they say they love, they really don't mean they love the person, they love themselves. His marshal was Rav Lapian, you love chicken. Look at the line outside on chicken day, when it's for lunch or supper. Ah, we love chicken. So if we love the chicken, why are we shechting it and eating it? You don't love the chicken. You loved the taste of chicken. You love what you get from the chicken. As you don't really love the chicken, you love what you get from the chicken. That's one kind of love. And then there's a different kind of a love of something good, an appreciation of something that's real. As his kibun was, which I'm not saying this is not done in America, it's not the standard, is if you learn about Avos Hashem, you learn to have a great marriage. As you learn Shir Hashir with me, interesting. I'm not saying anyone should do it, but when we're learning now about Avos Hashem, but I do like one thing that he did. When we're learning about Avos Hashem, we're learning about how to have real relationships, and this is going to be a big key in Shalom Bayis too. And I like what he said. You have Avos Hashem, you have Avos Ish V'Ishtoi, and that's why he said the Moshul and Shir Hashirim for Avos Hashem is Avos Ish V'Ishtoi. Because from the Moshul you come to the Nimshul. It's very connected. People Bizman Hazeh have Avos Atzmoi, as they have problems with the Yiddishkeit, and they have problems with the Shalom Bayis too. Of a person who learns to have proper Ava, not only his whole Yiddishkeit is going to grow, his Shalom Bayis is going to grow. Okay. There's another way to get Bachurim interested. You'll have good Shalom Bayis if you work on Avos Hashem. Okay. Now let's get to the juice. Okay. How do we work on real Ava? Azad D'Chayvis Al-Favis. There are three ways of working on Avos Hashem. And the three, it's a Gevaldiger recipe. Number one. Everything you have until now that was good in your life, you had from Hashem. Avos of Hakaras HaTov. Realizing what you have that's good, it came from Hashem. What prevents us? Because it's all coming to us. We feel this is normal. This is Teva. Of course I function. Of course I see. Of course I'm healthy. Of course I have parnasa. Of course I'm yeshiva bach. Of course my parents are going to take care of me. We take everything for granted. We don't appreciate what we have, how much Hashem gives us. As the first step is avas, what we got from Hashem, which is everything. We exist. Hashem didn't have to make us. Hashem doesn't need us. It's Kulei Chasdei Hashem. The more we think about all the Toiva that Hashem has given to us, the more it's Ma'aretas Avos Hashem. As it's opening your heart and realizing the Toivas Hashem. The Moida Ani in the morning, the functioning every day. You look at this, this sounds like it's boring. It's not boring. It's enhancing. It gives more meaning into day-to-day life. You learn to appreciate different nuances. You learn to have a deeper relationship. And then when a Bahur gets married, it's the same thing with his Shalom Bayis. He comes home and his wife made him a four-course meal. As he comes home, Shana Rishayna, and he starts eating, and instead of saying thank you, because of course, Shana Rishayna, I'm the Chassin. This is what Chassin Daimel Melech. This is coming to me. Where's the salt? Where's the ketchup? Is there doubles? Because the whole world's coming to me. As I should appreciate what she did. She does my laundry. Of course. All women work for Hapiska, the laundry department. Yeah, that's their job in life. I should appreciate she does the laundry and she folds it and she puts it in. Why? It's calming to me. Because the first step in opening up yourself is appreciating what people do for you. Not everything in the world is coming for you. Thus is Aleph. Number two, Zot the Chayvus Avod is very interesting. He says, Hashem is Meichelas. You know how many things we've done wrong? We've done a lot wrong. Hashem's Meichelas. Hashem keeps on being good to us. That's a tremendous Avod. There's some people, you cross their path, forget about it. One time wanted to speak to someone who was in charge of a certain organization. The people in charge you have to be a little bit more careful from, because a lot of times they big bali gaiva. And he said, if you're going to discuss that, I hear someone who was close to it. If you're going to discuss that with him, forget about it. He's going to fire you. You're going to be thrown out of the... He's going to be so insulted, he's never going to talk to you again in your life if you point that out to him. The people that Adayoyim don't know how to be Meichel. Hashem wants us. Hashem sees us make some mistakes. And Hashem is good to us again and again and again. Let's appreciate what Hashem does for us. That's number two of the Chayvus Halvavus. Learning to appreciate. Every day we should appreciate Hashem's good. What Hashem does. And the third eighth of the Chayvus Halvavus is that every good we're going to have in life is going to come from Him. He's the shayrish of all the good in life. You can't get good in life any other way. It has to come from Him. He's the balabas. It's a whole different kind of relationship with Hashem. Are you going to have a good shidduch or not? It's not tali which yeshiva you went to, which shir you went to, which shadchan you speak to. It's not tali which seminary the girl went to, which vechule. It's tali what Hashem wants. As you're going to want to please Him because you really need Him. As there's an ava realizing that I'm kokulei tali. It's like a child that looks up to his parents and it's his support system. It's an ava of security, of support, of knowing I need you for everything, and He's always been there for us. As that's a very deep kasher. As those are the three eights of the Chayvus Halvavus, to open our hearts, to start thinking during the day about it. It sounds simple. You'd be surprised how every little machshava Mamish makes a difference. It goes into the heart and it changes the relationship with Hashem. It enhances it and brings it to a whole different level. The fear ice, there's a fourth kind of a love. The pasuk says, "Kimayim panim al panim kein lev ha'adam." When you feel someone likes you, automatically you love them back. If someone smiles at you, is nice to you, automatically you have good feelings back. That's the way the human lave works. When you feel someone has an ava to you, kemayim panam al panam kein lave ha'adam. Just grab one of the Baron David is very into this in the Shalom Bayish Muzim. He says that if you'll be very warm and loving to your wife, kemayim panam al panam. If she's upset at you, be warm to her. The teva, when someone's upset at you, especially a wife, the teva of a husband, she's upset at me? How dare her? She doesn't realize I'm perfect. She doesn't realize I'm a masmid, I'm a going oilom. She doesn't realize that I bring the money in the house. How could she be upset at me? As many times when someone gets upset at you, you get upset. And Ron David says, the eight is the other way around. Give love and warmth. And he says one time there was one person who was the hardest person he had to do it for. It took him a whole month of being warm to the guy till he finally warmed up. But he says it always works at the end. Okay, that's a Baron David. Oh, okay. But either way, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zucker B'Kiva Eger, If you feel how much Hashem loves you, you'll love Hashem. As the more you think how much Hashem gives for you and does for you, the more you'll have Avas Hashem. Zakr v'kiva eger, gevaldig upshad in Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Hashem elokeinu, Hashem echad. We're about to say it. And then v'ahavta. Why is the flow through of Shema Yisrael, Hashem elokeinu, Hashem echad, v'ahavta? Why is that flowing through? Why is that the continuation? What's the shaychus? Zakr v'kiva eger. Because if you realize Hashem elokeinu, everything you have comes from Hashem. Hashem Echad, He's the only one. As your existence, everything good that ever happened to you comes from Hashem. Everything is one big kiss from Hashem. As then, Behaftes Hashem Elokim, Kemayim Panim Al Panim, King Lev Ha'adam. As twice a day, we're not only saying Behaftes Hashem Elokim, we're not only saying the tzivui of we should have Avas Hashem, but we're actually saying the reason why. And with a little bit of thought, we could be more in ourselves. Avas Hashem. Oh. There was someone that one time said, you know, I could do everything that's from, I could learn, I could do everything, but to do it for Hashem, that I can't. That's a high level. Yeah. I could learn, I could do the right thing, but if you're going to tell me to be machavim for Hashem when I do that, and to think about Hashem, that's above and beyond. I can't relate to that. Yeah. And it's such a shot, because we're doing so much, learning so much Torah, doing so much mitzvahs. With a little bit of thought, we could be malet all our Torah and mitzvahs, and be'etzin be malet ourselves to a whole different level. There's a little bit of Yisbain in us. You can't love someone if you don't know the person. If you don't think about his milas, you can't have Ava. What enhances Ava is the more you feel the milas, the more you're in touch with the milas, what it means to you, the more you love. As if you're not going to think about Hashem, you can't love Hashem. As we spoke together, we saw together the Chavis Alvavis and the Kiva Eger, Eitzis of what to think about to enhance the Ava. And as Hashem, all of a sudden, you'll see you're living in a different world. Hashem is going to make a difference to you. You're going to want to please Hashem. You're going to want to connect to Hashem. It's going to be a different world. And I'm not saying 24/7. That's very heavy. But let's start once a day when we say Shema Ve'ahavta, that we could do. And slowly, slowly, we'll see more and more that we'll want to do the right thing and we'll feel this is what's important in life. Ma'at or Doicha Harbech Shoyshech. Ma'at is boininess in Hashem. K'vigeicha Harbech and open up for us. We could look at the world in a different light. Be able to use it more properly. As we'll finish off with the tefillah of Uvala Tzion, now maybe we could concentrate a little bit more when we say it. Hu yiftach libeinu b'sayrasai v'yasin b'libeinu ahavasai v'yirasai. Every day we doubt it. He should put in our heart Ava v'yira. As let's show him we're trying to do something, and be a kli that he should put in our lev, havasai v'yirasai, lasis v'tzaynai, and then v'yiratzon, that we should be niske v'nichye v'nira v'nirish t'chaiva u'bracha tamid v'yachai.